You are listening to Lulu, Son, and the Thruple.
Hey.
Chronicles of a Mad Asian. Oh my gosh. So I have been really excited about this episode today because we just need to dedicate one to the vagina.
Oh, sweet vagina.
Yeah, I'm for it.
Yeah, so today's topic is intro into the Coochieverse. Coochieverse. So it seems like a lot of celebrities are making money off of their vaginas. And I don't mean like, I don't mean the porn industry or, you know, OnlyFans. I just mean like legitimate sales are happening. So I'm going to start off by talking my bestie, Gwyneth Paltrow. You've got to know about her candle. And she called it Smells Like My Vagina.
Sure did.
$38.
Did you buy one?
I didn't.
How could you not? I was counting on you to come through for us.
I'm sensitive. The smells. It's not on the market anymore, but this was the first time, you know, years ago that I had heard about somebody starting a candle that smells like their vagina.
Do you think it really was her vagina?
No.
No, it wasn't.
It's not even the vagina. I think it's just a scent, right?
The whole thing. And I actually got to check you, Lulu, because the Harry Reid Data Daddy research said the price for the candle was $75, not $38.
Wait a minute.
Inflation.
You might be confusing.
Not with our second candle. I got that too.
Smells Like My Poochie is $75.
Oh, look.
Like My Poochie?
Uh-huh.
I did a lot of Googling for Gwyneth Paltrow vagina candle, and I saw $75 when it was available. But it was never designed to smell like her vagina. Clearance. It is marketing at its finest. The whole thing was supposed to be like a feminist standpoint of I will be proud of my scent and I'll put it out there.
Oddly enough, and I neither of us have one. None of us have one.
I mean, would you want a spicy meatball vagina candle?
Sure.
Okay, hang on.
I would definitely buy one for my friends.
This is the scent. It was made of geranium, a citrus, bergamot, cedar, damask rose, and I don't know how to pronounce this, ambroseed.
Exactly what I look for when I sniff a good vagina.
I will tell you, I don't think that smells like my vagina, but it sounds like it smells delicious. I would definitely buy that.
Sounds
cedar
lovely.
Just kind of.
But
how
not like
lovely
a
does something
strong
have to smell to cost $75 and have vagina on the label?
Have you ever purchased?
Generally, if you buy that bottle of tequila that's in the shape of a machine gun, you know you're getting shitty tequila.
Right.
You know?
Well, have you ever purchased a jar of farts?
We talked about that in previous episodes.
I have not.
But that's not the coochie.
Uh-huh.
But the whole thing was, I feel like the whole, it's not actually my vagina. It wasn't announced until after this thing sold out. Because the candle sold out in just a few hours, right? And this
really?
Was like 4 years ago now, so it's not
it's
a new
while.
Thing. But it was so successful. She even turned that into the Goop business model of just nonstop growth into a second candle of this candle smells like my orgasms. That also was like chamomile tea and lavender. It was nothing like, I don't even know how to describe the smell of an orgasm in the moment.
You know what though? Like I can't stand the Kardashians, but Kourtney did one. I mentioned it earlier. Smells like my poochie.
Okay.
Just looking at the ingredients, I think I'd rather buy a poochie candle.
Is poochie
supposed to be a dog or is it supposed to be?
I'm sorry. It's not poochie. It's pooshie.
Oh, like pooshie.
Okay. So we're
pooshie.
Front
like, smell
here.
My pooshie.
The first note was gardenia. And I love the smell of
gardenia. I do love
gardenia. Oh, it's so pleasant.
My pussy does not smell like gardenia.
I would love for my pussy to smell like gardenia. But that candle was going for $75.
Damn.
And is that also just a random scented candle with the word pooshie on it?
Well, she also had geranium, green pepper, some berry, honeysuckle, lang lang, and oak moss.
Hmm.
So yeah, it was definitely more florally than
Gwyneth's.
I'm trying to decide if they released a whiskey that smelled like my pussy or tastes like my pussy if I'd buy it based on like that ingredient list. I don't have an interest in
now.
Kardashian
I have the
poon.
What the fuck look that I'm looking at him.
Well, they do make like peanut butter whiskey, so
deep
why not
thoughts.
Pussy whiskey?
Well,
deep
I mean, why
thoughts.
Not?
Yeah.
You know, some cocktails need a little bit of umami.
All right, Harry, what else you got? Who else?
It's interesting that you mentioned the Kardashians, because clearly that's on the list. My question here is I Googled, right? And everyone knows the Kim sex tape from, 2001, back when Ray J was still a thing and unknown. But you've got a whole family of hardworking but generally kind of talentless people who are now all billionaires, but it's not directly from the Coochieverse, right? Or they're still profiting off the Coochieverse years later.
You lost me.
They're known because one of the sisters had a sex tape.
Yes.
Oh, I gotcha. Yes. Okay. Right? Okay.
I was like, what does that have to do with coochies?
Yeah, yes. but that launched an entire business model of generations of this family.
Yeah.
And that blows my mind. None of them are doing anything coochie related. Guess what? The spiciest thing that I was able to find was Kim's Break the Internet picture where she posted her butt that had already been on the internet. I mean, it got less views than like one of the very first shitty Mr. Beast videos. So I don't get why this is such a big deal. Like, look at how old are the Kardashians now?
They're like our mid 40s, man. Yeah,
I have
no one's trying to see anything about any of that coochie.
That is a true statement. Well,
but there's the half sister that launched her $1 trillion makeup line.
Yeah.
Are you telling me the makeup is that fantastic? Or is it because when Kim was 18 years old, she was bad at sex and that was put on the internet? Have you all seen the video?
No,
I have not seen
it. It's not even worth it.
It's not great.
But it kicked off the coochie verse.
Sure did.
Well, they're her coochie verse.
Her coochie verse specifically.
Yeah. Well,
interesting.
Okay. This one might surprise you. Erykah Badu.
I love Erykah Badu.
She created an incense called Badu Pussy.
Does it smell like geranium?
Yeah, I was going to say, give us some
here's, I do undertones. Have some, I don't have as many details as far as the ingredients, but the incense was created with the ashes of her undies.
So this at least has some legs to it.
Yeah, okay.
It was made with pure resin, some sun-dried something, essential oils and herbs. It was very generic on how this came up. But the fact is that it was actually made with her undies.
Okay. I mean, I kind of like that.
Is it still for sale? Let's buy some and check it out.
No, it's not.
So we have to go to like a collector that we don't want to have to deal with?
Got
some questions
universe.
For this person.
Dark.
Imagine how many pairs of undies you would have to wear. She probably had to change her undies 25 times a day in order to produce the incense.
She's like a factory, right?
Right.
Yeah. New pair of panties, 60 jumping jacks, 60 push-ups,
25
and bam.
Undies a day
burpees.
To produce.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, or like, yeah, incense. For sure.
I don't think that she was literally doing that. I think maybe it was a one-time underwear thing. And again, I'm making assumptions. Please don't sue me, Erica, for saying this. But I think it might be one undie and then like somehow the incense scent was manufactured based off of that.
Well, listen, I'm going to go with the idea that she wore every single pair of panties.
Right. As I'm sitting here Googling the cost for Badu Pussy, I really do want to know.
That is so funny.
Because if it is just a little an essence of Erica, it's not. $50 for incense?
Yeah, but they're pussy
incense.
She's
a celebrity. And she actually made some really good music. I love her music.
Yeah,
really
she's like very, music. Very successful, big name audio engineer. You're familiar with Erykah Badu. Yeah. How much would you pay to smell an incense like her pussy?
It comes in a pack of 20, I think.
I mean, I like her music, but she kind of looks like she looks a little gross.
You're darn right about that.
Gosh. Oh, so not high on your priority list.
All right.
Interesting.
Oh, really?
I would buy it simply out of curiosity.
I mean, that at least is like a scientific research thing.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't bought any
candles. You're not just paying
Gwyneth
Paltrow for an expensive candle.
That's geranium fragrance.
I'm not paying fucking $75 for a candle that doesn't even smell like real vagina.
I mean, $75 for one candle or $50 for 20 pieces of Badu incense.
Well, I want to know if the scent can actually be reproduced.
Oh, I guarantee you it can.
Oh, yeah. This has to be reverse
but you know,
engineered.
But there's a wide variety in the actual authentic fragrance, right? So, Who picks the winning fragrance, the winning pussy smell?
I know. It's like you're on a panelist of like 10 different scents. But you know what? The great thing is that no one vagina smells the same.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So who gets to be the fragrance model?
How do I know that? I know you listeners are probably thinking, how do I know that? No, I have not scented or smelled them myself.
No, you only smell it's assholes like, on planes.
Yeah. It's like a chili cook-off, but everybody's there like with their legs spread and Lulu goes down the line to sniff.
Okay. Can you imagine
like the after effects of the wine sommelier judging and then those same guys go next door to get the nose and what scent.
But they have to be blindfolded so that they're not judging the appearance.
It would make it much hotter if they were, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Speaking of food-wise, there is a person, it's actually a Houstonian that has partnered with a beer company to make beer with her vaginal yeast.
I feel like
all of them are looking at me like, what the hell?
Speechless.
Only because I'm a Houstonian who likes beer. I feel like this should have come across my algorithm.
And I don't know if this is something that she came up with for this quote. But
who is
the
quote,
she? I mean, is it Beyonce? Because if it's not Beyonce from Houston, who cares?
I didn't want to say her name because I'm trying to keep, even though I said the celebrities, but I'm trying to keep her on the down low. But the quote is, at yeast, it's natural.
Hey, get it?
You know, at least it's
natural. No, I got it.
But
that's
a prime
example of a question I don't care to ask.
She claims that this vagina yeast will give the beer a nice creamy and sweet taste.
I don't even really know what to say to that.
I'd probably ask if she'd ever heard of a cream ale, which is a standard of beer that already exists.
I'm not a cream ale fan, and I never really thought that deeply about that with this topic.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've put down God knows how many thousands of beers in my life, but that doesn't really have any
changes
no magnetism
your whole
around that.
Drinking experience.
It really does.
Yeah.
Normally, you have beer so that you know what? We're just going to move on.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, but it doesn't even pique your interest just a little bit.
Oh,
just to
I
wonder
think it's
what
fascinating.
It tastes like.
Yeah. I would try it for sure.
Harry?
I can try it whenever I want, and I don't need it in a pint.
I don't know. I'm 50-50. I mean, I'm intrigued, but
would you take a shot or would you drink a whole bottle?
No, I wouldn't drink a whole bottle.
What are you afraid of?
Would you take
of?
A shot? I'm not afraid of it.
Are
it
you just, afraid it's going to taste like shrimp or something?
Okay, that just classified ladies to smell like
good old seafood lager.
And
well, some ladies
lady
do.
Lager.
Let's be honest.
Yes, some ladies do.
That's not going to be the winning fragrance for our incense. So.
No, you have to light the candle and the incense while you drink the beer to have the whole trifecta.
The ambiance.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got to set the mood.
That's right.
Now, I'm going to name another celebrity because she put herself out there. I'm probably butchering her name. Cara Delevingne?
Delevingne?
Okay. You know who she is?
Yeah. I don't know much about her, but I know who she is.
So she was selling, I just learned about this. Selling an NFT of her vagina and donating profits to the LGBTQ community. Do you know what an FT?
NFT. Yeah, NFT so is? Lulu-san, you found a different example of something that I was going to talk about later.
Oh, go for it.
For the readers, I'll give a quick explanation of an NFT, aka a non-fungible token.
Yes.
Basically, it is a digital version of a picture or something that exists in the real world. You own the copyrights to the digital image of that. So, in this, who is the celebrity?
Cara Delevingne.
If you ever wanted to own the digital picture, like if the Mona Lisa were a JPEG, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're not going to own the Mona Lisa. You can't go to the museum and say, this is mine. But you can own the digital copy of it. So it doesn't get you anything. NFTs were really big like 3 years ago. People were paying $750,000 or $100,000 and above. And then they dropped to like $4 overnight.
Hmm. Oh, kind of like Bitcoin?
Let's not go off the crypto tantrum here, but she's not the only one.
Okay, who?
I also found that Madonna had a fully naked NFT rendering of her vagina.
No idea.
It was for a series called Mother of Nature.
Okay.
And apparently it was, I don't know how they did it with the cameras, or if it was like a 3D movie where they put sensors on it and had her wiggle around or whatever. But yeah, it's Madonna's actual vagina. Wow. No, she did it for a nonprofit as well. I don't think it was LGBTQ tied, but yeah. And I looked up the selling price, and they were selling for $135,000 was an average price. I saw like $170,000, $150,000.
Wow.
No, it's not a view. It's for the ownership of that token, the NFT.
Okay. Wow. So what do you do with it? Like
you put it on a hard drive and forget about it.
Yeah.
Because you can just Google the same image. Who cares? I don't know, man. I've had so many conversations back when this was all blowing up. Like, this is a pyramid scheme. It's a scam. Damn. Like, you're buying nothing and at serious money. So there's some thought that it was used for money laundering, but that's not the scope of this podcast.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The question is, would Madonna's vagina or Madonna's arms sell for more? Because when I think of Madonna, I'm not thinking like 80s Madonna, you know, with the cone boobs and probably the vag. I just see like the Super Bowl performance with the arms that could choke out a linebacker.
Oh, yeah. She's ripped.
Girl works out.
Yeah, know, definitely. Man. She's a beast.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, in that search, I didn't see any other celebrity that did that.
Interesting. Okay. That's got to be an awkward, like... Well, I guess it's no different than sitting for a nude, like, portrait session.
Yeah. Right? I would think it would be about the same.
Similar, except for you're laying there with your legs spread open. But hey, I mean, yeah, you know.
So, Lulu, you said specifically no porn, you know, because, like, there are plenty of porn stars that have done the vagina renderings where you can buy, like, $50 for the... plastic silicone mold.
That's so funny that you brought that up, because I was actually going to bring that up next.
Okay.
You guys are in tune, like really synced up today. This is beautiful. Thanks. I feel like I'm watching a beautiful
cycle now.
Ping pong match.
So there was some recent news. I haven't seen the video, so I'm not sure how impressive it is, but apparently there was a video of Drake going around.
What?
You guys aren't familiar with this?
No.
Audio engineer, you familiar with this? So let me just spitball, and my assumption is that someone got a video of him. I guess he was wearing the right pants, and they got the right angle. And apparently Drake is like hung like a goddamn horse.
Beautiful.
So if you were a fan of Drake,
uh-huh.
and Drake now, let's say he has the opportunity to make the Drake dong,
uh-huh.
right? But mm-hmm. you know, you're going to see it in all the adult stores.
Yeah.
Is that something you'd be interested
no.
in?
Hell yeah. No.
So we have one very definitive no and one very excitable yes.
Absolutely.
No. Well, I mean, I'd be interested to see what it looks like, but no, I'm not buying it for my own personal use.
The audio engineer, you said you've seen the clip.
I haven't seen it. I heard about it.
Like, where am I on standard human to just like horse?
Elephant dong.
Yeah. You know, how many pounds does Drake's dick weigh?
But,
and do you have to pay extra shipping by weight? For the Drake dong? Drizzy
obviously
dong?
Obviously, because it costs more. It's heavier. I mean, okay, so going back to the vagina molds, though, you know, right? Like, you have all these porn stars that are doing this. But here's my question. Like, why does it matter if it's a porn star mold? Like, I could do a mold of myself, and I'm wondering how many people would buy it from a no-name person.
Well, because
a mold
is
a mold.
It's the same ideas as Harry was just talking about. It's the mental
appeal of knowing that maybe they know.
Right.
Well, and the mental attachment to the individual.
Right.
Right. Like, you can close your eyes and you can think, like, this is so-and-so that I'm interacting with. Right.
I mean, maybe we should like come up with a generic line here.
I'm right there with Lulu. Like,
you wouldn't buy one?
No, I don't really have a need for the Drake dong.
Well, I mean, on the flip side.
Oh, no, I've never had an interest to buy like the porn star vagina mold. But I was just thinking, like, I don't grip tighter if I'm watching Asian porn, you know?
Jesus.
I don't let off if there's, like, been a lot of hot dogs in the hallway either. Yeah, I just kind of do my own thing. So I don't think it makes a big difference.
Interesting.
That said, what was it? It was adamandeve.com. I was doing some Googling to see who'd release these molds, and it was only porn stars.
Yeah.
I was thinking like maybe some celebrities got in on the action or reality TV stars.
Jenna Jameson.
they didn't have as many reviews as I expected.
Interesting.
It did feel weird to be looking at 117 reviews for Riley Reid's vagina mold.
Well, hang on.
And they were highly rated. People were fans.
Let's back up.
4.5
These
and above.
People who are leaving ratings, are they real names or are they like under pseudo names?
Man, I wasn't looking that much.
I would be curious.
Are you thinking it's like bots and the company is just leaving stellar
reviews?
Well,
you never
reviews?
Know. You know, all these online dating sites have bots.
I mean, the only way to do it is to order it and find out for yourself.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And should we order a diverse set of
what are we
going to
do
vaginas?
With it? Give it to a homeless
person?
We can
person? Have a field trip.
I can think of some.
You just stick your finger in it and be like, oh, it feels just like a butthole.
Yeah, you could compare them. Like, why would you buy this model over this model?
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's a whole fantasy thing, right? Like, if you have a person that you know this is their mold, that
you're
enhances
a good housekeeper.
Your fantasy.
Good housekeeping. What do you call it? Those people who used to test things out.
Oh, Consumer Reports?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel the same way looking at any sort of reviews for products like this. Like, why? What's the point? Mm. But, you know, is there a real difference between a silicone
mold of a vagina
and a mouth?
Well, but wait, let me ask you this. Do you have a silicone vagina to begin with? See,
I do not.
You have a vibrator?
Everything I'm saying here is hypothetical.
I do.
Okay.
You have a silicone vagina mold?
No, vibrator.
Oh. Yeah.
You missed the transition there.
Yeah, sorry. I sure did.
But I think, you know, it's tough probably for you to speak from that standpoint because you don't have one to begin with.
Totally agree.
Yeah. To me, like with my vibrator, I could see like having that fantasy in my mind about it being a specific individual.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
So are you saying that you've got just like a lexicon of vibrators?
No.
No?
No.
You don't. They don't vary by shape, size. You had one ex-boyfriend who hung to the
Those
left.
Those things are
so
expensive.
They are expensive.
They're very expensive. So... You'd have to be really committed.
And you know what? I'm going to admit it. The one that I have, because you guys know I'm frugal, I actually didn't buy it. It was gifted.
Did you find it?
No, it
okay.
was gifted.
Just checking.
That's gross.
They're all dishwasher safe.
Hey,
now,
I found
they?
It on the side of the street randomly. It still works.
It came with batteries in it, so.
Just bleach it. Oh my God, so gross.
Oh, okay. So I know you said that we weren't really going down that path, but I have to tell you guys about something that I learned recently. Speaking of the coochieverse and women making money off of their lower half. So a friend of mine who's in the online dating world was telling me that she's met some gents online. And one of the guys she went out with on their first date, he was telling her that when he meets women online, a lot of times what'll happen is as soon as they connect and start a conversation, rather than just like seeing each other, when they actually both agree to connect, that the first thing that happens a lot of times is they send price lists. Have y'all heard about
what's
this?
What's that?
A
For
price
what?
List. So let me, I have a picture
price
of one.
List.
So a price list of their menu.
What?
So the woman is sending this to the dudes. Like as soon as they can start
this
communicating.
This is online dating.
It's not effectively, right? But that's the avenue that they're using.
Oh my God.
To start marketing their goods. So some of the services on this menu are sex tapes, pussy play videos, meetup prices. So
oh
they will
gosh.
Actually meet these people in person. They will have sex. They will do anal. They will give head, additional cost for swallowing.
Sounds like a prostitute.
That's it is basically.
Swallowing is not baked in.
No, it's additional.
Do I have
it's
to pay a cleanup
service.
Fee if I bust on her face?
Actually, bust on ass or body is an additional $25.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, but $25, that's a bargain.
People value themselves way too high.
Seriously? Like,
I've probably got to go get the towel. Do I get a reimbursement for that? This is like self-checkout lanes?
You can write it off
on your
taxes.
I
got to
pay the bill and do the work?
Can you? Can you do that in the Netherlands?
So, but point being, like, I was amazed to see this because I thought this is the creativity in the way that this world is morphing is absolutely fascinating.
This is crazy world. It's
it
crazy.
Is.
But we're not supposed to treat women like objects, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, this
you know there are
though.
Dudes that do this too.
It's different.
Are there?
Because they're putting themselves out there.
No online dating
manner.
Presence? I don't know.
Yeah.
I have heard people, not specifically the sexual option menu, but when people connect, I've had friends tell me they have women send requests for like a pizza. Mm-hmm. Like, send a pizza. I know you're a real human. We'll start talking, whatever. And, you know, it's 10 or 12 bucks. Like, yeah. Well, not today. Pizza's probably like 25. But I don't get that either.
Okay, I'm confused. How do you verify that someone's not a bot, or when you send them a pizza?
Well, no.
Who confirms?
I think the woman is trying to confirm that A, you're human, and B, you're not just some broke waste of time. So they're asking for effort on that.
I think that's interesting.
I think it's ridiculous.
Why? What do you think is ridiculous about it?
From start to finish? I don't know. Everything?
But it seems reasonable to me to want to make sure that they're a real person.
Oh, yeah. Look, right? I'm all for that. And, you know, granted, just like earlier, this isn't my area of expertise. I don't have online accounts. I don't know what all's into that. But I don't think there's defined worth just because we hit connect.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, Meatball, you just opened my eyes to a completely different coochie-verse, like, yeah, that this is happening.
I know. It's mind-blowing. It really is.
So my research went to show that most of the profit comes from what happens after whatever the coochie product is. Like Paris Hilton. We all remember
Paris
Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
Paris Hilton has sold $3 billion in perfume since her sex tape came out. If you didn't see Kim's, you probably didn't see Paris's. Somehow it was even worse.
I didn't see it.
I don't know how, but the girl had next to no skill doing anything. I think she even messed up the swallowing part, which you said that cost more.
Yeah,
swallowing
maybe
included.
They didn't pay for that.
Right.
That add-on.
But are you telling me that when people know this girl from being an idiot when she was a teenager on TV with a catchphrase, that people spent $3 billion to smell like her? No,
well,
man,
the
coochie launched the careers, and that's how it is.
Yeah.
I mean, does she smell like roses? I don't know.
I don't know.
Honestly, like, I treat myself to, like, $20 candles here and there, you know? What's the store with all the expensive blankets that young white women love? All the hippie clothing. It starts with an A.
Oh, Anthropology.
Anthropology. Oh. Man, they sell a great candle. I don't know what it's called. It comes in a blue thing. I liked it in my house. I thought that was a splurge at $20, and it actually smelled like a candle.
Yeah.
You know, three times that to smell Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina, not vagina. I mean, I guess the staple is if you have money, people are going to try and get it from you.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, my thing is, you know, can we actually replicate the smell of a vagina in a candle?
You know? I think we could do it. Should we give it a try?
Follow us on Instagram to see our progress.
Okay, I'm not going to invest the kind of money on this. Yeah. Are you, Harry?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, or the time. I think that would be a time-intensive endeavor.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah. At the end of the day, like, I thought this podcast was very interesting. I mean, how are you feeling after we've had this conversation about these pussypreneurs?
I think it's amazing the amount of money that can be born from...
Feel like we've just missed the boat. Never should have gone to college. Never should have got a job.
Times are so different. We're just not smart enough.
Our times.
I mean, it's not too late.
There's
18-year-olds are pretty stupid, right? Can't we just go gather up a gaggle of them?
A gaggle of teenagers.
Sign them into contracts and say, like, we own your likeness.
That's hilarious. You know? I don't think the world's that different. I think the world's same. The pussy has always had that kind of power.
Sure.
It's just been employed differently.
The online thing.
You know, the online thing is a game changer. It just changes the landscape. Or the manscape. No, just kidding. The landscape.
That's it.
Well, guys, I mean, there's got to be more out there that are making money off of the coochieverse. But I'm curious, have we missed anybody major?
I love that we all researched and found different things.
I know.
Because that means whatever you all are going to tell us is going to be new to me, too.
I know.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
And whether I'm going to buy it, I still want to know.
That's right. It's crazy.
Yeah. Coochieverse.
That's right.
Close us out, Lulu.
I'm having a brain fart.
That's all right. You can visit her business at luluscoochieverse.com. Be online 2 hours after this episode posts.
That's right. Gosh. Keep it clean, people. Keep it clean.
He's kidding.
New customer coupon code, but Lulu, don't play that game.
So yeah.
Pay full price and be thankful.
Bye.
Bye.